Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Rebbe T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way, the audio daily dose of daf. We're looking at Erevin 34, talking about the idea of vegetables. The Gemara questions a particular aspect of a brisa that was mentioned before in the Gemara, and is cassia a species of vegetable? The second brisa asserted that it was, but it was taught in a Mishnah, we may not graft a root plant onto white cassia. The notes point out the Torah states, do not mate your animal into another species, do not plant your field, etc. From Vayikra, from the juxtaposition of these two subjects, the Gemara and Kedushin and interprets that just as mating animals of different species is forbidden, so grafting trees of different species onto one another, or trees upon plants and vice versa, is forbidden. So the Gemara points out, we may not graft a root plant onto white cassia because it is a case of grafting a vegetable onto a tree. So the Mishnah regards cassia as a tree. It brings to mind the idea that Hashem in the Torah tries to make us very compassionate, tries to make us very empathetic and very caring about everything in the world, whether it be the humans in our midst, the people in our midst, the people that are probably going to fall through the cracks, like the orphan, the widow, the convert, and the stranger. And then even more so, the Torah wants us to be kind and wants us to be compassionate to even species of animals, and also to plants and to vegetables. Hashem wants us to fine-tune our abilities, fine-tune our capabilities, and fine-tune our lens to put compassion on things that are not even considered, you know, human, things that are considered animals, things that are considered plants, because Hashem puts us in the world, Hashem gives us the world, and Hashem gives us everything, quite literally the world. We're supposed to take care of it. If you have animals in your midst, you should take care of them. Don't do bar tsar balei chayim, don't cause them unnecessary pain. Even the idea of shechita is done in the most humane way possible, that they don't feel any pain. The knife has to be very, very, very slick, has to be very, very smooth, not a single nick could be in it, because then it would be rendered unfit, because it could cause the animal even pain, and it has to be both of the trachea and the esophagus at the same time, so not the same time, but right in one motion, because we have to take care to do compassion, even if we need the animal to consume, even if we need the plants to consume, we should do it in the right way, in a compassionate way, in a kind way. Just as the Gemara talks about, you can't mate different animals, different species, because that wouldn't be right, that wouldn't be appropriate, that wouldn't be humane to them in certain ways. And just as we have to be careful with the species of the plants and the vegetables, not to graft them onto the trees, so too in our own lives, we should be compassionate to a proper extent for animals and to plants, and of course al achas kama v'kama kal v'chomer to all the humans amongst us, especially those that need our help more than others, including the strangers, the converts, the orphans, and the widows. And as the Gemara talks about extending compassion to all these things, we should be sure to have as much compassion and empathy in our life as we possibly can. Join us next time as we talk Erevin 35 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.